You're listening to SBS News.
What is happening in Kurdistan, in Rojava, we call it Rojava, is a part of, you know, our the dark history. It is another chapter of the tragedy in the history of Kurds and Kurdistan. And it is another dark chapter of the, you know, the superpowers that always use the Kurdish people and the Kurds to, you know, their political benefits. And so, of course, you know, I, as a human first, as a human, of course, everyone are affected by this, you know, attack to civil people and for but in other side, I would like to mention something about the, you know, the system that the Kurdish people established in north of Syria. This system is the most progressive and democratic system in the history of Middle East. And that's why I, you know, I think this attack is not only attack to Kurdish people, to Kurdistan. It is a attack to democracy and to the democratic values. And, you know, if you look at the system there, you know, this system respect the equality between men and women, has, you know, respect and, you know, fight for environment. And so, and all of the minorities in Rojava, they, you know, they feel that the system look at them in an equal way, you know. So it is a I think it is a phenomenon. So that's why I think it's very important that everyone support this, you know, the Kurdish people there. And just we should look at the other part of this, you know, war, which is the Turkey government, Turkey army. You know, they are supported by the jihadist groups and terrorist groups to attack the most progressive democratic system in the Middle East. The Kurdish people rely on the civil society around the world. The Kurdish people rely on people, a big part of this, you know, international community, I mean, the only people, not rely on the governments, you know, and it is a part of our culture. Of course, in this period, Kurdish work with America to defeat ISIS, you know, more than 11,000 fighters, Kurdish fighters, died in this war against ISIS to make the world a better place, you know, to defeat the horrible terrorist group, you know. And now, definitely, I think everyone, the public opinion around the world, condemn America and condemn those countries that support Turkey and left Kurdish people alone. And now, the Kurds are not only fighting against Turkey government, they are fighting against ISIS and other terrorist groups. The main thing that people are worried is that we are facing another genocide in the history of Kurdistan. It is not the first time, you know, it is not the first time. Before, you know, many times that happened. And so Kurdish people are facing another genocide, and they are changing the demography. They are resettling people in the Kurdistan land, and that land is for Kurdish people. And it is not the first time. Already in the history of Kurdistan, the central governments many times changed the demography. And now the Turkey government changed the demography. You know, they are saying that. So that's why I think it's the duty of everyone to condemn this war, to to condemn this, genocide. Of course, Australia, like other countries, if you claim that you are a liberal democracy, if you claim that you, are really fighting against ISIS, you should do it. You should support Kurdish people and be a part of the international community to support Kurdish people. Because, as I before mentioned, it is an international duty. And this war is an international shame. So Australia has this duty, like other countries in, international community, other Western countries, to support Kurdish people and condemn, strongly condemn Turkey government.